We don't formally begin our meeting until 9. This is a preliminary discussion, but it's also open for public comment. And it's Monday, April 25th, and we are in that part of our meeting with the Taney County Commission that is preliminary study meeting and also public comment. At 9 o'clock, I will re-announce, after we have the pledge and the invocation, that our first order of business is going to be part of an emergency session, and we'll be meeting with Road and Bridge employee and with the emergency management director for the county. In the interim, we have two or three people here that have signed up for public comment, and we'll just go ahead and take them at that time, and then we'll move forward with our regular business when we reach that 9 o'clock hour. Chris? Is this microphone working now?
Just try it again. Let's see. Would you touch that mic? Just see if it's working.
Yes.
Okay. There's feedback there, right? Just kicking back there. Yeah.
Thank you. Chris, do you have an extra copy of that? I was wondering if you give a copy to our member of the media out here. Thank you.
Me coming today was really not intended in relation to the flooding event. Obviously, I think that's important to talk about, and we'll talk about this later. I have a couple items I'd like to bring you up to date on that are going on that involving us in some way or another. The first thing is the emergency management statewide conference is going to be going on from May 4th through the 6th, and it will be held at the Chateau. I will be attending it, and I'm going to make sure you all are aware of it. It actually says from May 3rd through the 6th, but the 3rd is just registration. So the 4th, 5th, and 6th is at the conference. And if you guys would want to register for the full conference, you most certainly can, or if you want to just stop by at some point to see what it's about. I just want to make you all aware of it, that this is going on, particularly because it's going on here, and it's a statewide conference. Okay? Mm-hmm.
And I've received word from a number of commissioners that are coming down from that from across the state, which I was glad to hear.
Yes.
Did we do something similar to this last year? What did we do last year that was at the Chateau?
That same thing.
Okay.
That was the same thing last year.
I was at that one last
yes.
year.
Yes. Okay. I think you went last year.
Yep. Okay.
The other thing I want to point out to everybody is the national level exercise of 2011. Everybody refers to it as the NLE 11. This is an earthquake exercise, pneumatic fault, that there would be an earthquake. And this is a truly national level exercise. So this is from the White House on down. Everybody participates, several states, the region. We particularly, the Taney County and Taney County Emergency Management, will participate from 8 till noon on the 18th, on May of 18th. So if there's any of you or all of you that would be available to come by our office at least during periods of that time, that would be really great. And we may give you a little more information as this time gets closer.
On the 18th, right?
On the 18th.
I'll be. I know
from
I'll be
8
there.
Till noon.
I'll let your office know.
The other big thing is there is a mobile hospital that the state of Missouri purchased a few years ago, and they refer to them the Mobile Medical Unit, or the MMU. This is the last paragraph on your handout there. And it's a state asset, and it's actually housed at Taney County Ambulance. So this is really a big deal that we have this for the whole state. It's housed here in Taney County. This whole hospital has never been put up since they got it, and they will have that all set up, and they have open for tours on May 20th so people can go see it. And it's at the Branson Airport where it's set up. So if you guys, again, if just for your information, if you feel like that you'd have time to go by there, I think it'd be well worth seeing. It's a big deal. I mean, when I initially heard about this mobile hospital, I didn't really understood what that really means. But they're spending 5 to 6 days just to set it all up. I mean, this is a big deal. This is more than just pitching a tent or two. I mean, this is intended, like when in Greensburg, Kansas, when the whole town got destroyed mm-hmm. by a tornado, and they obviously didn't have a hospital either, for somebody to come in and then have a hospital that's eventually get run by the own people for maybe up to a year. This is not something that's intended that you would use maybe after a train derailment or bus wreck or plane crash or something. This is something that is truly a hospital that is used for a longer period of time.
That can be used anywhere in the state, correct?
That is correct.
Was this acquired through a grant?
They got that through a grant, yes. And again, both of those items were just for your information, so you know about it. And
the hospital tours will be what time during that day?
I believe it's Friday morning, I thought primarily, but I'm not sure what time exactly. I can get you some details.
Notify the girls up at the office and we'll get it.
We'll do that.
And Chris, again, if you'll wait around till 9, we certainly would just like to have an informal chat, if you will, about what's going on and to alert the public as much as anything else.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Donna, I think you were next on the list. Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Commissioners. It sure was a tough weekend for the rain, wasn't it? I hope your kids or grandkids were able to get out and enjoy it. I know all 9 of my grandkids did get out. They managed to make it in between the storms. Well, I'm here today to start the timetable. Our assessor Strahan has certified to us the petition for Castle Rock, which starts a 45-day countdown. Excuse me. And he presented that to us on 4/22. So 45 days from that, you'll have to set a meeting. We'll have to be notified 2 weeks in advance because it will have, well, actually more than 2 weeks, because it has to be published 2 weeks prior to the public hearing, and we also have to send out certified notice. So that timetable has started. Would the commission like me to make a copy of all paperwork and send to their office? Yes. Okay.
I'd like a copy.
You would like a copy?
Mm-hmm. You said that's 45 days from 4/22?
Yes. The statute actually says from the day that the assessor turns it back over to us.
Right. Yes, and the commission would like a copy. We definitely.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
Any other questions? Okay. I'll email all of your staff so that they're all aware. They can hear it right over here in this corner.
Okay. James, I think you had signed next.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
All I'm going to do to report to the commission this morning is the assessment office, the assessor's office, will be out in his flood-damaged areas, flood-prone areas. We've already revealed that it appears that the Bull Creek area is higher than the 08 floods. We've already seen houses with water around them and running out of them that didn't occur in the 08 floods. And I'd like to thank the county commission for adopting occupancy that allows the assessor to do what is right with these homes. We get to go out and assess them as a prorated value. Previously to the adoption of this occupancy law, we didn't have that. We didn't have that privilege, and the people that we're trying to serve is in desperate need right now, and there's no need of getting legalities involved in it. So we will be out today. Like I say, in certain areas, we're seeing a lot more flooding than we've seen in the tremendous floods of 08. So I just wanted to report to you of that nature, and thank you very much for giving us that occupancy law.
Thank you, James. Was there anybody else that signed up for public comment at this time? I know we still have time. I have been through those. Mm-hmm. I've also been through the minutes.
Okay.
And I'd like you gentlemen to take a look at those minutes before the 9 o'clock hour that I went through, at least. Dan, you want to start?
I already went through them.
Okay. But I want you to take a look at what changes I made and then add any to that,
okay,
that you have. My red pen is here somewhere.
I have an extra one. You can borrow mine.
Well, borrow mine. Give it back.
Yes, I'd like to borrow your red pen.
Mine's upstairs, Ron, but I've got some of the same stuff wrote on mine as you had to do here, but I went through the whole entire thing.
And, gee, I was just thinking for, and I haven't noticed it all this time, at the top where we say adjourn term, it is adjourned with an E-D. That's the first time? Okay.
I was going to point out, just so you guys may know this, but Branson Airport, the Bishop Construction, that is actually part of that grant from MoDOT to redo the airport surfaces. I know Danny's probably aware of that. It started back years ago, but it's that LPA group. But anyway, that's the taxiway that they're, that payment is actually going to be reimbursed from MoDOT.
I also have a question about invoice number 83165 while you're in those, which is to Davis, Lynn, and Moots for $8,500. Who is Davis, Lynn, and Moots?
That is, that's the sewer board audit. That's our audit.
Outside audit.
Outside audit.
That's all I need to know. Thank you.
Here, I'll take, give me one of those back. Ron, you can have my pen because I'm a generous man.
I'd rather have the one that's filled with ink. Thank you. Thank you, Donna. For the public's edification, again, this is the time that we preliminary go through anything new prior to County Commission being called to order, which will be 9, and we take public comment, so we are basically reading documents, and will be for the next 10 minutes. Sent a long note, said their wives would be spending a lot of money. Please get them.
Hey, Danny, do you remember Road and Bridge doing work over here next to the judicial facility?
They did. For some reason, I guess the grass they didn't take down here on the slower side. And anyway, they did.
It's $2,000 of work.
I question the hours on there. I think that we need to look that over, maybe pull that ticket.
Can we pull that? You might, I'd like to pull this one.
Yeah.
Just because it's an expensive grassy project.
Yeah, they had.
It's a transfer.
Yeah, I looked at it this morning.
What's the number? Or do you just want? You're going to call up my name?
Yeah, I don't. They don't have
transfer number on it. I thought it did. Over in the hours part of it. Look, see if I got a transfer
it
number.
It has the department they're billing.
I thought I'd seen it on there, Jim.
Here, take a look at that. I could.
I've got them here.
I wonder if we should invest in a $3 pair of glasses that we could pass back and forth over here between us. And
we, you know, they have those magnifying glasses. You can make a stretchable arm. Or we could just start running them on the big screen.
What do you show coming? Just notice your screen there.
This is the number I seen. It was where they were going to take it out of. Maybe not the number of the.
Okay.
Did you see it up there in the handwritten?
Yeah, but it wasn't on the hard document, so I'll just. It shows a little reprieve for a second. Let me zoom in a little bit. That's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is bad here because this dumps into Beaver Lake, and going to Beaver Lake that fills up Beaver because Beaver's on the shore. This is all starting to come around now.
Got to be more out there.
Oh, there's two more days. They said.
While you're looking through there, look at the. Lawn mowing or something like that. It's got several hours, and it has to be a triangle. And it should be all built up way up there.
Who's? We're paying someone?
No, we're doing it for road and bridges transfer.
Oh my. Okay.
Look and see. Bridges.
Oh, I saw the jury snacks. We tried, guys, to do jury snacks over the sheriff's office with the kitchen. It wasn't successful.
On my trip Friday to Jeff City and then on to Columbia, this tornado vehicle chaser, I passed him.
That's awesome.
And Debbie said,
"That's
guys, I don't feel comfortable."
That's great. You ever watch the show?
Yeah.
There's a movie, there's a whole show, yeah, but it's the chaser.
Wait till I get up here. Tornadovideos.net.
No, but they actually have what channel is that on? It's on TLC.
No, I took that picture. Debbie took the picture out of my car.
Yeah.
That's on TLC. That's a great show.
On Friday, we're headed up north, went to Jeff City, and then across to Columbia. I went on to Columbia because a friend of mine was there from Alaska for that evening. And a tornado chaser vehicle is in front of me. And I went around. I mean, it's just solid metal all the way to the highway. Weird looking. Little holes in the side where they could look out and film. Debbie said, I don't feel comfortable riding in the same direction as this guy. And he continued on 5 while I turned to go into Jeff City to do some work there before I went over. And, I got Jeff City, then went on to Columbia, and then it came south of us about Ashland where that major storm was, and then on into St. Louis. But I just don't feel comfortable.
That was kind of a little bit disconcerting. What the sky looked like,
well, there was tornado warnings at Boone County
when
we got there.
I heard that part of the St. Louis airport got hit.
Oh, yeah, major.
Holy smoke.
Yeah,
it'd be
pretty
overwhelming.
Yeah,
coming down the road.
Weird. Yeah.
I'm looking right now, Danny.
Well, that's just to be a
in June. F Highway Barn? Oh, F Highway Barn. Oh, that's a different barn.
No.
Thank you.
know.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I don't see it, Danny, in here.
Maybe it may be on part of this thing here. That wasn't what I was saying.
Okay, so
4 minutes, gentlemen.
I'm good with pulling that out. Everything else looks fine.
Chris, could I get you and Randy to move up to the table? So we'll have a microphone once we... And Chris, if you'll be thinking, if you have some comments that you would like to make to the public when that time comes. General.
I didn't have to read this yet. Okay.
All of them are really cosmetic. And,
yeah. Yeah, I was just seeing it. We'll pull that one out. Okay.
You can make contact later about this. I'm trying to have my daughter contacted with it, too.
Oh, there's my cheat sheet. Thank you.
That's Castle Rock.
Is that just one copy, Donna?
That's just one. You want me to make another copy?
No, no, no. We'll just give it to Nick or Jillian. Let them...
Gentlemen, I'm just going to set this aside for now.
Okay. And you're good with those with the changes?
Yes, sir.
All right.
When we get there.